The mosquito was born in an era where Britain was truly with its back to the wall, you know, and it was a unique aircraft at the time because it was designed to be built, majority of it, out of wood, and where the aircraft industry had been re-equipping itself into modern metal monocoque aeroplanes, you know, for especially the RAF was re-equipping. And what was particularly also unique was the fact that they combined this very lightweight wooden design with another war winner, the Rolls-Royce Merlin. And, you know, there is a story behind the Mosquito where people within the RAF at the time were very dismissive of the idea of de Havilland, which was to design a very lightweight, unarmed bomber. However, de Havilland had quite rightly pointed out that during the Battle of France and also the Battle of Britain, such daylight operations with bombers made them very vulnerable to attack by the enemy fighters of the Luftwaffe, which were much faster, armed much more heavily with machine guns and cannon, and basically, you know, destroyed a large number of our operational squadrons.
So what was it about the Mosquito that first grabbed your attention? Why did you fall in love with it?
I fell in love with it because it is a beautiful aeroplane. There's an old saying, if it looks right, it'll fly right. And the Mosquito certainly does all those things. And I think also, as a young boy growing up in the sort of like 70s, we were captivated by films like 633 Squadron and stuff and all the exploits of, you know, do and dare and low-level missions against the enemy. And that's what drove me to start this project, to bring this back to, like I say, the British skies for the British public.
Part of the story, in fact, elements of the very beginning of the Mosquito story and the very end of many of those aircraft's careers actually hinges here in Oxfordshire, RAF Benson and RAF Brize Norton.
I mean, Benson was the first operational sortie of a Mosquito. The first, I think, 120 aircraft ordered were for the photo reconnaissance role, and Benson has obviously got a tremendous history of photo reconnaissance work, and so the first sortie of Mosquito coded W4051, somebody may correct me on that, but I think I might be right, took off from Benson. And then with Brize Norton as well, you know, you had many operational units, conversion units, maintenance units as well, training on the aircraft, and a few operational night fighter squadrons as well throughout the war. So the aircraft is very well known to Oxfordshire. And like I said, RAF Benson, the home of the first operational sortie by a Mosquito.